Let's greet to each other. Jesus is the Christ. He's all the solution for our problems. Let's greet again. Happy New Year. 새해 많이 뭐 드세요? 신년 과일아. Happy New Year. Today's title is Repeat Them in Our Day. In the book of Habakkuk, it's the book of the mourning. Because Israel got divided into two different nations. South part, the Judah part, will be destroyed. So Habakkuk was actually praying to God. It's not like, please do something. But why is it like that? Why should we really receive in this kind of pains? But God said you will destroy more. And through Babylon, you will be destroyed. Then Habakkuk actually asked God, why then more evil one? Why are you using more evil one? Then God's answer is because you worshipped idol. You didn't believe in me, but you believed in something else. So just like how it was promised, you will be destroyed. Then I will use Babylon and you will be destroyed. But the Babylon itself will be also destroyed. But in those things, but then God promised that if among those people, then all these chosen one will be saved. Then Habakkuk received the promise and then word. Then from the agony prayer, then he started giving the thanksgiving. Habakkuk 3:2. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Your fame and the work. So the Habakkuk actually kept listening to the what kind of work that God actually has done. You've hearing it, you've experienced it. If you look at the scripture, who are you going to think of if you hear the word of rumor? Joshua 2:9-11. That is the confession of Rahab. I said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and the great fear of you have fallen in on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When I listen to, we have heard how the Lord, then when we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. The God who is with us actually led all the Israelites for the sake of the Exodus. So God is the one who really listened to the Israelites' agony over the 400 years. And now he really have the miracles of this Exodus. And then God actually did this impossible work. As soon as we grab hold onto the covenant of the blood of Christ, then they came out from Egypt and in front of the Red Sea, and God really showed the miracles. So God actually protected many people so that they won't really die because of the hunger. But this God is the same God who is with us. Then it may not really click you, regardless of the problems, regardless of the ages. God is the one who be with the Israelites and then leading them. So God will really defeat all these people so easily. What kind of things, how would the God's work? And then all the result is that to really scare the enemies out. Because before you go there, then your enemies are actually all afraid of you. That is a God who is with us. Then this God is the one who is actually listening to our prayer. Habakkuk is praying like this. You are the one who really had the Exodus. And then God, who please do these things. You actually watched the video, right? 2025, that is the work that God actually did through this as a gospel church. Joshua 1:1-9. Verse 3, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Because God really promised you to go to the field. Then you actually share the gospel. With the God's grace, the person really listened to the word of God and they are saved. Now they are really serving to our church. Did I do it? Through me, then God is the one who did this. So verse 5, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So many things had happened today. So we have many things because of all the denominations. But God didn't really abandon you. And God actually showed and then lead us the better way for the sake of the world evangelization, Japan evangelization. Then you had that disbelief and you gave up. Then you really said, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to go. I'm not going to worship. But now you're actually worshiping. Is it because of your patience? No. Because God didn't really abandon you. And no matter what that is, and God is with us and with you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Because we really have to deliver this message to the next generations. And then through ACS, summer concerts, summer school, all these things were actually given to us. last year, what was really most emphasized? Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Last year, we didn't really take the path based on your own thought. You were in the flow of the Word of God, and then you were following. Of course, from time to time, you will be full of your desire and your own thoughts. Should I go here and there? You may be just really wondering. But God said, no. Because you are mine. You just need to listen to my word and follow it. We were really led by the word of God and following it. Then when we really had this inviting worship, the baptism, we really started having to revive the non-pastoral churches. From March, we will have the seminary school. And lay leaders are actually getting ready for the sake of the language school. And then last year, we started having this youth retreat. And indeed, God is really working upon us so that He can actually fulfill, He will fulfill that covenant. Then you think about your own like individuals. 2 Kings 5, 14 to 15. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman, all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him. He said, now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant. Just like Naaman. We've been living our life without knowing, very ignorant. We didn't even know what kind of sin we actually had. So you are not afraid of God and you're really centered with yourself and spiritually ignorant. And then without God, I can live. That's the state of the arrogance. So just giving the worship and not giving the worship, there's no difference. If I pray, if I don't pray, there's no difference. If you have today's word or not, that doesn't make any difference. But that's how we can actually say spiritually we are not men. So when you just turn back and you're full of fear, you're always scared of past, present, and even futures. Whatever you do, and then you will be. So you don't want to be mad, but you have no choice but to be mad. No matter what is done, and then always it's failure. Then one by one, and then you will just try to challenge, but nothing goes well. Because that's what we call the spiritual problems, and the spiritual problems can be solved only by the spirit. The physical solution cannot really give. Naaman actually put all this pride in front of them. He really released himself. So I should really listen to the God's work. I listen and I will really believe in that. Then our state has been really changed. So it's not really like they just try to show off, oh, this is how I got. What did they say? I've known that even if you go around from this country, there's always the problems. Naaman didn't really say that, oh, I went to the river and the seventh time I got clean. So Naaman actually saying that after I knew, and that's how it was last year. So we actually had our own walk of faith. And we didn't even know God. I thought I knew, but I didn't. Because they don't really understand that their own sin. They are not afraid of sin. And then spiritually, it's all death. Without God, I can live my life. Then that's very arrogant. You really have to obey and then repent. And I really believe in the God's word. I will believe in God. And then Jesus is the only Christ. And this confession is also given. Now, as soon as you accept Jesus Christ, and then spiritually you have all this freedom. There are the things that you have to really get rid of. That's why you have to pray. This is what God really did for me. So, or even this week, please walk upon us. That very important scripture is Habakkuk 2:4. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. It's Roman. All the righteous men can live by the faith. So Habakkuk actually confessed that. So through that gospel church, this is what God really gave me as the answers. So God really worked upon us like this much. The righteous man can live only by faith. And I will believe in this God. Regardless of the crisis and all these hardships, I will believe that God will do. Because righteous man will only live by the faith. What kind of things did that righteous man have? Because they really know that if you really pray, and if you have problem, you gotta pray. God, you are this kind of God. So please work upon us, our house. Habakkuk 3:13. You came out to deliver your people, to say, your anointed one who crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. So what's God's will? Even if you face the crisis, and God will really come out to save us. And then surely this prayer will be really answered by God, because the salvation itself is God. So we may really have all this crisis that we can really avoid. But the God is not going to destroy us. So you don't really even have to pray for yourselves. Because God's child cannot be really beaten. So in the wilderness, there was no one who really died because of the illness. It's not the cancer. It was the disbelief. Because of the disbelief, they died in the wilderness. So what should you do? You really have to live by the faith. Even if you really have the problems that will really destroy you. So you really have to pray for the people who will be selected by God and be saved. So that's what the righteous man would do. God's word. The righteous man will live with the word of God. Habakkuk 2:4. The righteous person will live by his faithfulness. The faith to God. Faith in God's word. So it is truly happiest thing to really have the word of God. So the sins inside of yourself will be really revealed. Because you know the sin, then you can actually know another step. It's not just because of this person, that person. So inside of me, there is still the disbelief. Then we cannot really see all these things. If I really think back, how spiritually I was so arrogant. When I was looking at my life, and I really lived like as if I don't really need to have God. So if only if you have the problems, and then that's when you can actually have the answers. That's what you really have to think of Christ. And then you'll be able to see this accurate work of God. And then those people who will live along with the God word will have the prosperity. God, those righteous men will really live their life by the word of God. And then righteous people will have verse 17. talks about that there's no fruit to be bore. When we think about the evangelists, and then we think about the result, what is the secret of the evangelism? Which is the God is with us. So you really have to restore this joy, and then this joy, that's what you really have to give that to them. So myself cannot be that power for myself. My experience, my academics, and all the savings is not really my power. Who is my power? That's God. That's what you really have to testify. Because God is someone who really put us to the higher place. So by God's word, God will be really leading us. So to really be able to see that God's glory, God's, I have to really put my all the effort to do evangelism. That's next step, first and most. Do you really have the joy that God is with us? Not because of the fruit you have. Not because you have still something. Even if I don't have anything, I will still praise the Lord. And to that kind of people, and then they will have the many things. Then just like the girl from the Naaman's house. So she actually murmured. It's not like you gotta meet that Elijah. It's like a one, just talking to herself. It will be something like, oh, I wish that he will really meet some like man of God. So Naaman actually heard that somehow. Then that was the work of God. Oh yeah, I really have to preach this to that person. But from the bottom of his heart, this problem of this man can be solved only by God himself. So they could really know all these things. And God is the one who is actually playing. A conclusion. Through the prayer. Through the word of God. Through evangelism. So that is the next generations. But next generation doesn't really mean the kids. So next generation really means that someone who will be saved from the moment on. It's not about the age. Not only the kids. Those people who will be really saved by God. Then we should really make sure these things will be really taught them. That's why you really have to pray for the intercessor prayer. Then this movement should be really taking place in our field through me. Through some leader? Through the assistant pastors? No. So God is really working upon. I don't even know what I'm doing, or I'm so tired. I may be full of the prayer, but God is not gonna discriminate. God is the one who really have heard like this. And there's really good. So So there's the secret. That is the worship. Without this, and then there's no way for us to really be able to see it. When was the God's work was really appeared? When they really grab hold on to that covenant, when they really believe, when exactly that wall of Jericho falling down, when they really pray, the worship, when exactly do you really pray? When, how can you really change your impossible to the possible? You try to live without the worship. That's another. So through the non-believers, God will really use us to be really destroyed. So if you really miss the worship, then God will really give us the punishment, maybe suffers. It's not because they hate to see, to really order for us to really have the word of God. Your difficulties and the pains are actually what you really need. I really have to do the worship. Then because you really have to, then God will really be the one saying those things. You have to be aware of this. The more and then you'll be really receiving more the blessing of the Ebenezer. So all these things had really happened. And Jehovah Jireh, he is someone who even prepared. So don't worry, because you're God's child. And you cannot be vanished. Our prayer is a necessary prayer. I really bless you so that you can actually pray for the people who are really planned to be saved. Let's pray. Let's be thankful for all this work of God that has been really given to us last year. Let's be able to live. And then let's really have all the necessary prayer. Let us pray.